Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Special July 5th. We're all kind of observing basically 2 days of the 4th of July this year. I'm Victoria Keelan with our producer, Phil McGeehan, in our studio in Washington, D.C., and our social media coordinator and co-host, Jay Kirshner. Hi, guys. I hope you guys had a nice long weekend. Doug will be around momentarily, but let's get a recap. What did you guys do over the long weekend?
I was just going to say, not sleep. Why can there be a cap on how late you can blow off fireworks?
I would be
like,
in favor.
3 a.m. is a little ridiculous.
It is, because it's like not even the 4th of July anymore. It's, yeah, so that happened in your neighborhood in you're in Cleveland now, right, with your family?
Yeah, I'm in Cleveland. And the thing is, where I live in Davidson County in Nashville, it's illegal to blow off fireworks, but people do it all the time. We do it in our own yard we usually have just a couple, and we do it as soon as night falls, and then we're done with it. And here, where I am currently at, where I'm originally from, it's super illegal, and police will come and shut it down. I don't know if it's because of the pandemic, and they were like, you know what, let people have their fun. But it was almost like every other house was blowing off fireworks. And celebration, like the huge fireworks, like that you go to see at the local carnival or something. It was kind of like, how did people get their hands on those? That was the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life. Yes.
Yeah, I know. And I'm in New Jersey at the shore, and we had our big 4th of July fireworks was canceled this year because they had kind of like an incident a couple weeks ago where they had too many crowds and it got, you know, kind of rowdy. So they decided to cancel it. But 25 yards away from where we live, they had unsanctioned fireworks that went until 4 a.m. And they were the big, loud kind. So, like, every time I would fall asleep, I would just feel, I mean, it would just come booming back. I would shoot out of bed. I mean, it was just the whole night.
Kaboom.
It was just, yeah, it was, so we're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
I know Phil said he had the cats in bed with him. He had the same problem. I don't know. I think it's time for silent fireworks. For the dogs, for veterans, for people who need to do radio. Everyone needs silent fireworks.
One of the things that is obvious, the business of fireworks and animals. And, yeah, I guess there's more attention. I posted some stuff on my Facebook page about dogs and fireworks, and I've done that pretty much every year. Have you posted, did you put anything in social media form, Jay, especially the social media stuff? Maybe we ought to ask that question of people and see what sort of response they give us. What have you done to celebrate the 4th that either is patriotic or meaningful, not having a barbecue or picnic? And
I don't think fireworks are patriotic. I don't think torturing our veterans who have PTSD is patriotic. Mm-hmm. And yet the people who claim to be like the greatest patriots currently in, you know, 2021, they're the ones who are setting off all these fireworks with total disregard to anybody else. It's crazy. I don't understand how people have conflated patriotism with so many things that have nothing to do with patriotism.
We know that,
or just
that
allow
word
a time frame. Like, you can only do it for this 30 minutes.
Right, right. Yeah. Everybody has one big celebration, and that's it.
In the middle of the night, that's for sure. All right, 21 after the hour. This is the DJV Happy 4th of July Independence Day program. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra-soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. That's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-852-1736. 800-852-1736. That's 800-852-1736. Paid for by Airtime Media.
America, make God thy gold refine, till of success.
Not sure how this was a big song when I was, I think, first a disc jockey. Now that I can think about it, it's been around for a long time. Ray Charles and his treatment. As there are a lot of treatments, I don't know, did you watch the some of the so-called patriotic, there's a Boston, there's always Boston Harbor or the Boston Symphony 4th of July celebration, and then there's the one down in Washington, and then there are individual ways that, I'm looking for a serious side to this though, not hot dogs, not, I mean, I suppose having that business, with the celebration in Boston or down in Washington, that's sort of a serious side to this. But that's a collective thing. What individually do you do? What do you acknowledge the historical impact of what happened? So much is changing. The reason I'm asking the question is because so much is changing in our traditions, the way that we look into our own hearts and minds to kind of, okay, see what it is that's important to us. And I feel like we're getting further and further and further away when it comes to things like this from what the true meaning of the day is. That's kind of why I asked that.
But it's not Memorial Day. This is a birthday party. You know, there's a big difference in tone.
I think it is. For me, anyway, I think it memorializes the beginning of
right, but
the
I mean,
country,
it's not Memorial Day where we're, you know, where we're talking about, you know, losing veterans and losing soldiers and things like that. I mean, yes, obviously sacrifices were made to found the country, but I mean, I think the tone of 4th of July is always just a much happier. That's why I guess people put in all the stupid fireworks and music and things like that. It's a happy celebration. It's a birthday party.
Well, and I've noticed seeing a lot of things on social media. People say Happy 4th of July, 4th of July this, 4th of July that. Seldom did I see Independence Day.
Yeah, right. And I think that's really that's the point that I'm making. It's the 4th of July, it's a party, but I think that, and maybe this represents how the change has taken place over the years, where it is a serious time for serious reflection about serious stuff that took place. Our relationship with the British certainly comes into question sometimes on the 4th of July. Military Academy at West Point opened on this date in 1802. And so that was not a coincidence. It was to commemorate what we had, what we needed to have in terms of an official military, because to that point, there was no real official military. And look at how it's grown. The whole business last night here in Boston, anyway, on the Esplanade, was it singing sergeants, I think that's what they're called, are singing all of the themes for all of the services. That's kind of nice. They're all, except for the Coast Guard, nobody knows that one, but most of the other songs for all the rest of the Air Force and the Army and the Marines, everybody knows that stuff. So, but is that part of it? On the anniversary of the founding of our country in 1884, bullfighting was legalized in Dodge City, Kansas. So,
great.
I just look back at some of these things and think about what it is. There was on this day in 1959, the 49th state, 1960, the 50th state. Which was first? Do you remember, the two of you? Which of the two states that were added to the flag? This is the flag, the new flag, honoring statehood for which state first? And I guess only two answers, so you get a 50-50 chance.
Well, the last two, like Alaska and Hawaii?
Alaska was 59 and Hawaii was 60. So, and it was on this date in 1966 that President Johnson signed the Freedom of Information Act, which gave people the ability. This is kind of what's going on in my community. If you want the mayor to give you some information about what happened, you have to file a Freedom of Information Act. And it's been abused like you wouldn't believe. I think it's being abused, frankly. It's the anniversary of the first American Top 40 with Casey Kasem. So a lot of things. That's why I'm looking at this, so that you understand what happened on various July 4th. In 1955, the first king cobra snake was born in captivity at the Bronx Zoo. That's a king cobra snake. Irving Berlin's This Is the Army opened up on Broadway. So a lot of stuff that was timed to begin on the 4th, a celebration on the 4th. The embassy was opened in Sarajevo. Have you ever been? I was in Sarajevo once. What an unbelievable place. Everything, I have been there right after that war, and I've never been in a place before that had the remnants of war. Although the first time I went to England was 1966, and you can still see 20 years after a lot of the city had not been rebuilt yet. And we don't know. We don't, in terms of what happened during the Revolutionary War, we don't really have, we don't have recollection. We have written stuff. There's no pictures or anything, but we know how much stuff. I was right in the heart of it. My community, Framingham, is only 10 miles from Concord and 11 miles from Lexington. And there were plenty of battles that were fought here. In the next town, Sudbury, and which is next to Concord, there are all kinds of, we think about Lexington and Concord, and one if by land and two if by sea, and, I on the opposite shore will be, which was a Longfellow poem. Some of that is accurate and some of it's not. But anyway, I posted the flags, various flags on my site, because I thought it was kind of a good thing to do. That's what I've done in a sort of active way. So tell us about your activities today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
And change half the hour here on the July 5th DJV program with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer's off today. I'm Doug Steffen. In a moment, who is that married couple? Well, maybe there are a number of people. I don't know that the 4th of July weekend is a big time for people to get married, but there's a big marriage to talk about that's trending, and we'll get to it right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, so we could have maybe the marching down the aisle tune here. Although good patriotic music is good for a patriotic day. So to celebrate, who are the people? Actually, we can go through a list of all the people that got married, you know, well-known people that got married over the 4th, because I just made a statement that apparently is not accurate. So who's first on this list, Jay?
Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne got married on the 4th. The Beckhams, David and Victoria. Julia Roberts married her husband, Danny Motor. Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis. Tina Turner and her husband, Irwin Back. Tom Hardy and his wife, Charlotte Riley. Vanessa Williams and Jim Scripp. List goes on and on. Billy Joel and Alexis Roderick.
That's Vanessa Williams was the host of the National Spotlight show last night, I think, wasn't she?
She looks gorgeous still.
Yeah,
she's
always
been,
I think she's a good-looking
lady. Yeah, she does not age at all.
Yeah, and talented as well. All right, so, but we're not celebrating all of their weddings, but we are kind of excited. It seems that social media, that would be people who are paying attention to a lot of things going on socially, are excited about who gets married to whom.
Jay.
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are officially married. They're husband and wife. It was reported that they had gotten an Oklahoma wedding, a marriage license on Thursday. And in Oklahoma, you have 10 days. So it was kind of like, all right, they're going to be getting married this weekend. If it's not this weekend, it's going to be sometime during this week or next weekend. It was reported that they were flying their family in on private jets for this weekend. And Page Six obtained the photos. They got married at that chapel that
they
Blake had
built on.
They beat
TMZ, huh? Wow.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They had like aerial shots of the property, and there was the chapel and a big white tent, or not like a huge white tent, but a white tent next to the chapel and some tables even outside, some more seating, umbrellas offering some shade. They did keep it kind of small, intimate, only family and close friends.
Kind of like
Victoria.
I can't
wait to see what she wore. Because she's such a fashion icon, and her when she got married before, she had a big white dress that had like the bottom of it was all pink. So I'm sure she won't do that again, but something probably very stylish.
Here's a question that's gauche, perhaps. How many people do you know who've been married more than once who use the same dress in both marriages?
Never.
Is that considered?
I don't think I've known anybody, because it'd almost be bad luck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a superstition thing. Yeah, more than
yeah.
Married.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. I'm sure someone has, but I don't know how that marriage has worked out.
So how do their children, they both have children, right? How do they get along?
No, only she has children. Blake doesn't have any kids. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Gwen had kids with her ex-husband, Gavin Rosdale, three sons.
Didn't Miranda, when she married the policeman, didn't she have a child with him? Do I remember that, Miranda?
No, they never had kids.
She has sort of a bonus baby, though. He got somebody else knocked up when he met Miranda, so she's the stepmom.
Isn't that sweet? All right, so there it is. Everybody, now it's confirmed. Blake and Gwen are married, 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. BMW iVentures announced an investment in Kodiak Robotics, Inc., a leading developer of self-driving long-haul trucking technology. The funds will help Kodiak expand its team and fleet and continue to develop its self-driving technology. Kodiak is led by a team of autonomous driving veterans who hail from Google's original self-driving team, Uber, Lyft, and more. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Champlain Towers in Surfside, Florida are no more. After the partial collapse June 24th that killed dozens with hundreds still missing, the precarious building was hampering efforts to workers. It came down Sunday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, and workers have resumed their efforts. A broad array of businesses and public agencies were hit Friday by the latest ransomware attack on all continents. Those hit were financial services, travel and leisure, and the public sector, though few large companies. A $70 million demand was posted on a blog typically used by the Revel cybercrime gang working on Russian soil. Singers Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton got married on Saturday. The ceremony took place at Shelton's Oklahoma ranch, where sources said he built a chapel in the backyard with the intention of marrying Stefani there. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now that the United States has pulled a majority of forces from Afghanistan, with the entire withdrawal coming in September, what happens to the Afghans that were supporting our troops? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan has entered its final phase after forces withdrew last week from Bagram Air Base, the main American base in the country. But thousands of Afghans who worked as interpreters for American soldiers over the years are now fearful for their lives. Some have reported being threatened by Taliban forces. The Biden administration says they're working on a plan to get them and their families out of the country before that can happen. But Congressman Michael McCaul says more needs to be done. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that he's been pushing the administration to get a relocation plan in place.
We made a promise to them. They served with our special forces, these interpreters. We told them we'd take care of them. And we can't turn our backs and leave them to die. They will be slaughtered by the Taliban. They're targeted by the Taliban. We have to get them out of there. There are about 9,000 of them. And I've been really pleading with the administration to come up with a plan. They just haven't prepared for this at all.
Australian scientists will help conduct one of the world's most powerful ground-based telescopes that promises to see further and clearer than the Hubble Space Telescope in orbit. The MAVIS instrument will be fitted to one of the 8-meter unit telescopes at the European Southern Observatory in Chile. MAVIS will be built over 7 years and a cost of $57 million. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Monday, July 5th, it is the DJB program. Happy to be here to celebrate the union that we have put together. We've done a lot to break it up and put wedges between ourselves, but at the end of the day, we're still all Americans. I posted something to my own Facebook, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, that indicates something that will be controversial, although I think most of you know that I have different ideas about who we are. I was talking a little bit because I've been more exposed to it lately. I've been reading more about the quantum connection, if you will, and whether we are really human, whether we aren't, whether we're beings, whether we're just a figment of our own imagination. Seems hard to believe, but there are people who make great arguments as to what we are all about. Are we human? Are we little specks in time? Do we realize who we are? I don't know. There's a bright side, I guess, to everything. The good thing that I feel is that I'm here with two people that I like, Victoria and Jay, and I've spent a lot of time with people that I like most of the time. Matter of fact, I do my best to avoid people that I don't get along with and I don't like. I don't. My son-in-law and I were having this conversation when they were visiting last week, ladies, about arguments. He loves to have an argument, but he's an Aries, and fire signs pretty much like, especially Aries, they love to argue about stuff. I'm not, that's not part of my behavior mode, and that's why we don't have arguments on this program, although I spent
most of the weekend driving around the Northeast. I was in Vermont. I was in beautiful parts of upstate New York, the Finger Lakes. I had a drive down from one city, Waterloo, to areas near Binghamton. It was just a beautiful, the Finger Lakes region, if you've never been there, is absolutely gorgeous. One of the most wonderful. I've seen pretty much everything in this country. And I had a wonderful time. I was actually out on the quest to pick up some equipment and things for the farm, but this was an ancillary benefit. It became the most important part of the trip. And I was thinking about how beautiful most of our country is and how many of us don't experience it, or if we do, we don't really appreciate, again, sort of what we have and how we got here. If it wasn't for the events that happened before the signing of the Declaration, our, if you will, exiting from British reign and rule to where we are today and what we've gone through to preserve this union, we wouldn't have the beauty that we enjoy. Yeah, there are a lot of things that are going on right now that are distracting, and there's the weather out in the Northwest and the Southwest, and things that are practical, but are they really going on is the question you can ask yourself until you're blue in the face. You can touch yourself. I can feel my skin. I know that we hear each other, so we think we're here. But yet, are we really? I think it's just something to think about as we put a lot of thoughts together about what today means and what our country means and what being alive means and what being here means. And then there's the reality of what's going on down in Florida, the demolition of the rest of that building. So what's the update on that, Victoria? I guess they've stopped looking for people, right?
Well, no, actually, they have resumed. So what happened was last night they brought down the other half of the Champlain Towers that was still standing. Mm-hmm. They felt that it was one of those controlled explosions. It's very targeted and really kind of remarkable the way that they
were able to do
it. An
explosion for the 4th of July, not to celebrate.
Yeah, this happened at 10:30 last night Eastern Time, and so 24 people have now been identified, including children that have been on the deceased list, and now there are 121 who remain unaccounted for. So they took down 55 units that were still standing, and the main reason that they did it last night is because Tropical Storm Elsa is getting really close, and so it will be, you know, this is on the western coast of Florida, but there's going to be some residual rain and wind, so they just felt like it was safer to get everything taken down now. They actually feel like this will make it easier for them to continue the search for remains of people on the other half of that building. And they evacuated surrounding buildings as, you know, with an abundance of caution, just because obviously, you know, you never know what can happen. And so it's been a really, that whole neighborhood has really, not just this building and these specific families, but the whole neighborhood really has just kind of had to evacuate buildings and move to other places. And there are crews that are going and checking the foundations of all the neighboring buildings. And it's a really terrible, very difficult time for everyone in that community right now.
Well, it is giving us cause to understand how sometimes these buildings are built. And is there a question about buildings that are built elsewhere in Florida? Or for that matter, the coast of the United States of America is loaded with, you can't go, look at where you live, Victoria. Mm-hmm. You live on the beach. Every single open space between the northern part of Maine down to Florida, if you go along the inland coast, Texas, any of these places where the panhandle of Florida, you go to California and go up and down the coast of California, that's the most valuable real estate in the country, and where the most people, the coasts, but I'm talking about on the water, and the kind of money that is paid for a lot of these places in, even up where in northern Maine, where most of the year you get maybe two or three good months and that's it. But people pay a lot of money for having the right to have a home on the ocean. And it's, some of these places are breathtaking. Talking about going through upstate New York and the Finger Lakes and stuff. The places that are on the coast
if that's what you call it, on the beaches along the edge of the lakes. They're fabulous places. And everybody's got a boat and everybody's got a dock because we all want to be on the water. But when it comes to building on sand, that whole coral reef that is Florida, a lot of people say, well, once we have global warming melting the ice, the glacier, all of the glacial impact of that melting is going to sink Florida. And, you know, if there's a place where I really think it's going to happen.
It's that southern tip down there, which is already below sea level. So that's a legitimate concern. And it is weird when you see people, like, building brand new buildings. It's like, well, how long do you think they're really going to be there and stable?
Yeah.
That's the real question.
There you go. Would you buy, the question maybe for social media, Jay, is would you buy a home or would you live in a condo? A self-standing home, you got a little bit better chance because it obviously doesn't have the weight. But when you build a building that's 12, 14, 15, there's one building that was built in Singer Island that's 60 stories high. How do you know that that's locked down in reality to something that's going to keep it standing for another 60 or 70 years? I wouldn't want to live on the top floor of a building like that. I wouldn't even want to
live on the bottom floor either.
Yeah, right. No, live there at all. And then you go into places like New York City where there are all these skyscrapers, or anywhere in the world they build these things. Do you realize what an engineering marvel it is to have these buildings stand? I mean, think about that building in Dubai that's, 102 stories or something? Dubai is a desert. It's sand. It's the same thing. How does it stand the test of time? I think that's a very good question, frankly. All right, so in a moment, the answer to the question, what did you do? Was it a good time on the 4th of July? Were there things going on around the country? I think we'll do a quick look-see at what has gone on in various places as we continue our quasi-celebration. We just want you to know the world is okay. That's the reason I like to be on holidays, so that you all know that everything's A-okay. A lot of people listen to the program that don't get to listen. Although during the pandemic, that changed a bit because more people were home, so they listened when we were on, and then there's the podcast, so you can catch up with what's going on at djvshow.com. But it's nice to just kind of get the feel of what really the day is all about. The pandemic still is on our minds. It really underscored how susceptible we are to things in the air we breathe. All forms of airborne threats, bacteria, pollution, allergens, viruses, all pass through your nose. That's why we're back with a focus on your nose and proper nasal cleansing, and that is a focus on Navage. During the pandemic, we talked about this, and then I think maybe it's time for a re-education on it, ladies. People say, what's a Navage? Well, it's the world's only nasal cleanser with powered suction. Victoria still uses hers. She's had it, and she likes it. You started using it when we started talking about it.
Yeah.
So the results of it.
I suffer from chronic allergies and sinus issues, and I've tried absolutely everything. And so I became a neti pot user, which is just, let's be honest, it's a mess, and it's kind of a pain to do. And Navage just does all of it for you. I don't know why. I don't know where it's been all my life, but I'm very happy it's here now.
All right. So there it is. There's a good testimonial for the use of Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Go to Navage.com. You can find Navage there. Enjoy Navage, the benefits of having a clean nose and a clean, clear head, if you will, by washing your nose out every day, morning and night, like brushing your teeth. One of those things that you get into the habit of doing and you're really happy about doing it. Check it out. Buy one at Navage.com.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Private!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Hey, Jackie, did the Gomez files come in?
For Lucy's law firm, finding the perfect Spanish-speaking paralegal feels like an unwinnable case.
The case documents are in Spanish. My Espanol is too rusty for this.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, so the information about what's going on, what has been a distraction, shall we say, there was a protest in Philadelphia thanks to the white supremacists. So I don't know, do we want to spend too much time on this? I just find, you know, throwing smoke bombs around is
people who dress
bombs.
Up in their matching khaki pants like they're in some paramilitary group, and it's just, none of them would even have the cojones to actually enlist and serve our country. They're just these fake wannabe G.I. Joes, and it's just ridiculous. They're all too cowardly to show their faces, walking around with, you know, Reclaim America. Well, okay, we know what that means. Get rid of black people. White people need to reclaim
people who
America.
Not just black people, it's people who aren't what
the way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NovaLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, now 53 after the hour, it's time for Monday Tech Talk. And yes, even on the day we celebrate the independence of our country, there are things going on. As a matter of fact, Victoria, looks like a lot of stuff is going on, and much of it not good, with some major cyber attacks, right?
Yeah, it's like this is the hack report now. It's just one hack a week, basically. So at least 200 U.S. companies were hit by another major cyber attack, and this happened just before the holiday weekend kicked off. And so Huntress Labs, which is a cybersecurity firm, called this a colossal ransomware attack. It first occurred at a firm called Kasaya, which is a Florida-based IT company. They essentially provide software and things on different structures to a lot of different companies. And so it kind of spread through corporate networks that use this software. But then the residual effects that people didn't realize, because at first Kasaya said they had about 200 companies that had been disrupted with this. Kasaya has a presence in over 10 countries, more than 10,000 customers. However, they're now saying that the residual effect of this hack goes to maybe over 1,000 businesses. And there was a retail store in Sweden that couldn't open the store because their computers were locked. The cash registers didn't work. There are restaurants. Yeah, there were restaurants that use this system as well. And so they, you know, when you go and you place your order and the POS, the point of sale, that's how everybody, you know, gets the orders into the kitchen or into the bar, and that wasn't working. So it's definitely having a ripple effect. Naturally, everybody jumped right to, you know, the Russians and Revil, which is that Russian hacking group that was responsible for the last big hack. President Biden was in Michigan over the weekend. He was asked about the attack. He said, "We're actually not sure it's the Russians. I got a brief when I was on the plane," and he said, I've directed the intelligence community to give me a deep dive on what's happened, and I'll know better on Monday. He said, if it is either with the knowledge of or a consequence of Russia, then I told Putin directly we would respond. That's his direct quote. He was asked over the weekend if he had already spoken to the Kremlin. He said he had not because he was waiting for the intelligence community to inform him. He said the initial thinking was that it was not the Russian government, but he said we're not sure yet. So the investigation goes on.
All right. Well, hold on to your hats because this stuff is not over by any stretch of the imagination. We deal with some misinformation, COVID misinformation, right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
All right, so let's see. Next up on the hit parade here, Victoria, is the misinformation that appears to be part of this whole business with Facebook. What's the story behind the story here?
So the Attorney General in D.C., Carl Racine, has subpoenaed Facebook for documents and data to determine whether or not Facebook kept its word about reducing vaccine misinformation. So research has indicated that exposure to online COVID misinformation has actually made Americans less willing to get vaccinated. We know that's a problem in a lot of states. We've got some states that really took to the vaccine really well and thoroughly, and then we have a lot of states that did not. And so a big part of it is social media and Facebook. And so they said as part of a consumer protection investigation into Facebook, they have subpoenaed all of this stuff. They want to know what Facebook did to take down misinformation, how they were tracking it. There's so much misinformation on Facebook about every issue. But once again, we've said it here a million times, stop getting your news from Facebook. It's not real news.
All right. It's fake news. Fake news, fake news. Well, Facebook is.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.